92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. This is Decision 2024. In the studio, we have John Anderson running for Ottawa County Sheriff. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you. Very, very well. Thank you.
Good to hear. We'll start with our first question. What is your vision for the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office, and what specific changes or improvements do you plan to implement if elected?
I hope to bring a bit of a new, fresh perspective to the department. They already do a good job. They have a good history of service and their values. With sheriff's departments, it's always been a little tough to have someone come in from an outside. Typically, people are come up from the inside and get elected and just kind of keep moving on. Every now and then, for any organization, I think it's a good to get a new perspective. I have a lot of experience, both just in law enforcement with multiple assignments, but also in the leadership aspect of law enforcement, with 15 plus years of my experience being in leadership all the way up to command level and even a chief of police role. And I taught community policing at a college out west. I taught it at a regional academy. I believe I can bring a little more of that community policing perspective here to Ottawa County and build on what they've already created. And I hope to just create a little more of a cultural change with the building relationships, starting within the department and building those relationships on trust, and then getting that out to the community also.
What measures will you take to build and maintain trust between the sheriff's office and the diverse communities within Ottawa County?
Like I had mentioned, if people have heard me talk, it's to me, I've had a saying I've said for years that I learned at a leadership institute, life's about relationships, what you do with them and what you don't. And I believe that is just where everything starts. And it's not just building the relationship and, building that trust, it's maintaining those and continuously being visible and accessible to the public, and listening to what they have to say, not just telling them what we are about, but listening to what they want and what we need to do to change to meet their expectations.
How will you ensure accountability and transparency within the sheriff's office, particularly regarding use of force incidents and misconduct allegations?
Sure. Transparency is huge in our profession. One thing you can do that they've done a pretty good job, I think, so far. But I would also go a little bit further and publish things like our policies and procedures. There's no reason why that stuff can't just be readily accessible. In the new era now, they're finally getting the body cameras, which my previous agency had in 2009. So I've had a lot of experience with working with that. Even though it may not always show what people may think with some things, it shouldn't be that we wait for a FOIA to come in for them. If we have an incident that's significant in nature, or just has some public involvement, or something where it's just the public should know about it, we should just get that out there as soon as we can. There are some aspects you have to deal with redactions, or depending where what the incident is, but just maintain that and make sure people know our information's available. They may not always like it, but we want to make sure that they at least have the information so there's not questions about what we do. Nothing should be secret with what goes on in our profession. And that is another bit of a paradigm shift from the way it was, when I even first started back in the 80s. Wasn't, I don't think, intentional to be secret, but it was always kind of this us versus them feeling. And I think intrinsically, law enforcement kind of just kept things to themselves, and that has to change.
What are your plans for improving the training and professional development of deputies and staff within the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office?
To me, training is paramount. I came from a state out there in California where we led the nation in the amount of training hours that were required, not only to become a police officer, but to maintain that status. And ongoing training, and I'm not just talking about driving or force or weapons. I'm talking about, interactions with people, and we have some cultural changes. Keeping up with that and making sure our staff is comfortable and understands how to communicate effectively, how to deal with situations effectively as we kind of move forward. They've already done a pretty good job with starting with things like jiu-jitsu and getting away from some of just, impact weapons and different ways to deal with hostile individuals, and that just needs to keep up. And you almost can't have enough training. It needs to be second nature when there's a critical incident that unfolds. You have to have that reaction that's just second nature from, it usually comes from training.
Ottawa County Board of Commissioners voted to make Ottawa County a constitutional county. Will you enforce the gun laws in Ottawa County if elected as sheriff?
Absolutely. There's Sheriff, you are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the state and the Constitution of the United States of America. There are ways sometimes to navigate certain laws to ensure that you are enforcing them equitably and within the Constitution, depending on how they're written. We've always had to work within the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment is probably one of the biggest ones with law enforcement we face to make sure that anything we do when it involves searches and seizures rises to the level of probable cause or a search warrant is needed. But no law enforcement officer should ever say that they're going to pick and choose any laws. You just use good discretion and make sure that everyone's rights are being upheld as the Constitution says it should.
What did you learn in the last year attending board meetings and whatnot and being in the county?
I've learned that the current boards has a bit of some issues with each other, just put it mildly. I know there's a big separation right now. And, you know, with my experience in municipal government, it's not like I've never seen that. It just feels like there's a little more right now than we'd like to see. Hopefully with this next election, two reasons. You know, we may see a little bit change of the board. In fact, we know we will, since two members are not running. But also with these four-year terms, I think that's going to help. Right now, you know, with every 2 years, you got 1 year to break yourself in, for lack of better words, because there's no prerequisite to run for county commission. So you have, there's a learning experience there, and we've seen there may be some mistakes made. But then that next year, you're right back to campaigning again. And now knowing you're going to have to work together for 4 years, hopefully that's going to bring a different perspective to the board. They're still good people. I just like to see us all work together a little bit better.
And now this is your opportunity to tell people about your experience and why they should vote for you in the primary.
Thank you. My law enforcement experience, I'm a retired sheriff's commander from the Riverside Sheriff's Department, which is out in California. It's a huge agency, a little over between four and 5,000 people. Out of those, I had 30 years there out west, and out of that, 15 years was at leadership levels, all the way up to command and executive levels. Coming out here to Michigan, I also worked 2 years with the Livingston County Sheriff's Department, county just on the east side of Lansing, working on their cold case homicides. Got me a little more acclimated. There's not a huge difference state to state. You know, police work's police work, but it was a good introduction to how things work in Michigan. I got some good private sector experience, too, though, since I had left the California law enforcement. I did a season with the Detroit Tiger Security, working some special assignments with them. I ran Spectrum Health's security and police in an interim period there. That's what kind of got me out to the west side of Michigan. The last couple of years, I've been the co-owner of Bullet Hole Firearms and Training in Holland. Then more recently, in about the last four or so months, I've been the interim county administrator, trying to help them out while they can do a little more of a detailed search, finding their next permanent administrator. And I really believe I can bring a little bit of a new perspective to the department. I've had a good opportunity to develop those leadership roles. And that's what I've really stood behind with any of the roles I've taken on. Just as an example, when I worked for Spectrum Health, my office was in downtown Grand Rapids, and we had offices all up and down the street there. I typically walked, at least according to my watch, about an average of 6 to 8 miles a day. I don't stay in my office. I get out and I talk to people. And what I found is not both with my previous experience out west, with experience here, is when you do that, you create that culture where then your officers do the same to the public. And that's what I want to make sure we can, you know, again, continue the good service they have, but just kind of build on that.
The website is joneanderson.com. This has been Decision 2024.